And
this is a pre-recorded show.
Oh, is it? I gotta say that.
Yes.
Public service announcement. The views and opinions are the opinions.
Fuck that bullshit. They are my opinions. That's me, Shauna. And my guests, no one else's. Remember, this show ain't for chitlin's ears, so listening discretion and viewing discretion is advised. This is a paranormal horror crime show, so the scenes and the sounds can be a little terrifying to those little ears and those little eyeballs. And of course, there's obviously cussing. I mean, it's me. Also, don't do anything that these stupid-ass people do in this video or this podcast. Oh, and please, obviously, don't go out killing people. This is for entertainment purposes, for you guys to listen with your ears. Consume the knowledge. And now, time for the show.
Exploring the paranormal perspective.
What is up, everybody? It's Shauna with Exploring the Paranormal Perspective.
How's everybody doing today?
You always supposed to test things before you do it. And I'm running behind. So, today is just a get to know me day because this is the first time I'm going live with this show. I started this show in November of 2021. I had a show on before then, but circumstances happened and we kind of did a different thing, went our different ways, and I started Exploring the Paranormal Perspective. I don't know why I started it in November, because that was probably the stupidest thing to do with the holidays, and I stayed so busy, so daggone busy with this shit. And it was just with Christmas and New Year's and Thanksgiving and just seemed like a whole bunch of stuff all piled up into one. But it was probably the best thing for me at the time because I really needed at the same time. I really needed something to kind of get me more comfortable with doing it. Pretty much alone, because I didn't have anybody to banter back and forth with. So I did it all pre-recorded and uploaded them onto the website, which is Exploring the Paranormal Perspective /podcast-1, which y'all can go back and listen to it. I can post the link in the chat here in a minute. I don't have all of them up because I'm a mom. I work full time. And I was working on another podcast that started this year, right at the ass end of last year. So I've been pretty busy. And then we have conventions coming up this year. We have investigations coming up this year that I'll have little flyers for so everybody can make sure they're tuning in, because I will be doing live feeds on those. I'm running around in circles here. I'm squirreling because I'm trying to think of all the things I want to let you guys know. I do have some videos and stuff that I will be posting up, and the starter screen will not be that boring. The stream is starting soon thing. There will be music. There's probably going to be a video. And then eventually I'm going to turn it into an intro. So there will be the starting soon and then the intro and then myself. Kind of like I do with the Muck. If y'all don't know what a Muck is, it's the other podcast that I work on with three other fantabulous paranormal investigators and researchers. It is on Kick as well, at a Muck podcast. Pretty sure that's what it is. I'm horrible. God, my mind is horrible. I pretty much got on here so I could explain the podcast and what's going to be happening and what's going to be going on. And the podcast is going to have guests. I'm also going to have true crime shows, which are, everything's going to be live. So you guys can interact and ask questions and let me know if I'm off on something, especially those that are out there that know anything about any of the true crime that I'll be coming up. And I will post the what's coming up on the schedule that I'll be having. There's a schedule on Twitch. There's a schedule on Kick. Well, there will be. I'm sorry. Once all this is said and done, it will be uploaded into little increments onto the tube of the Rumble, not YouTube, because sorry for those of you loyal YouTubists out there. They've fucked me so much over the last 12 years, and I'm just like, fuck it, I'm going to go with somebody else. And finally, another streaming channel came along, and yes, Rumble has a lot of political shit on there, but hey, just gives me more room to get my stuff out there on Rumble, right? If there's not that many of us on there. But yeah, I will be uploading snippets and everything like that. The paranormal investigations, though they will be live on Kick. I will be taking them off Kick and putting them onto Patreon to help a little bit with traveling, because we are going to be traveling to quite a few places this year. We're going to be going to Illinois for conventions, so I'll be able to meet people out there, and it's going to be great and awesome. We're also going to Missouri. There's a haunted location there that we're going to be going to. Another convention that we're going to is in Little Rock, Arkansas. That's going to be in October. The last weekend of October. It's usually the weekend. I think this year it's the weekend before Halloween. Well, the last weekend of October. If that's Halloween, Halloween would be on the weekend. But we're going to the Arkansas Paranormal Expo, which is in Arkansas in October. We're going to Illinois to SILCON in September 15th, 16th, and 17th. We're going to be going to the Border Town Paranormal, which is in Kansas, the last weekend of September, I believe. Oh my God. I'm going to have to look all these freaking things up. I'm going to look them up. We'll look them up in un momento. But those are just three of the conventions we're going to. We're going to New York in August to go investigate the Hinsdale House. I will be having Daniel Klass, who owns Hinsdale House, on the show. He will be a guest. Hopefully he'll pick a little bit further out than just the next few weeks, because I want to kind of get more people in and let them know that, hey, I am going to be having these guests. You guys can ask questions, and I will post the date that I'm going to have the guests on the schedule, so you guys will know when I will have them, and you can get your questions ready. You can get anything get your questions ready. Comments. That's what I was looking for. Comments. And we're gonna have you guys interact with some of these awesome guests I'm gonna have. I'm gonna have Angel Ray, who I will be going to the Hinsdale House with. I'm going to have her on during the time that we're there. And yes, it's a thing. Oh my gosh, my dog. I'm sorry. Sorry about that. But we are, yeah, I've got a lot of stuff planned for this podcast, and I'm hoping that it goes as well as I have it imagined in my head. The reason that this screen is like this is because whenever I do have stuff to share with you guys, you'll be able to see my face over in the little logo section of this, and all the other information will be right here, especially the true crime stuff, because I have a really big true crime that I'm working on, and I was going to actually open up with that one, but a lot of stuff has happened and gone down with it. It was a 20-year-old cold case, and now they have convicted someone, which, a little spoiler, I'm not sure if the person they convicted is the right person. So we shall see what's going to happen with that one. There was another true crime that I did in season one that I will be doing updates on with the Anthony Robinson case. And we are going to have a few more true crimes coming up that's going to focus on a lot of missing people in Oklahoma. I'm also going to be doing the cold case of the camp girl, or the camp girl, the Girl Scout camp that happened back in the 70s. So we are going to have that one too. Some geek searches that's going to be going on are going to be focused mainly on the states. I'm going to try to keep it mainly in the states, because there's a lot of paranormal locations that have happened, or that have happened, that are like in Colorado and Utah and Kansas, all around like the middle part of the United States, but you don't really hear a lot about them. So I'm going to post on that. I mean, you'll hear it if like Ghost Adventures or something like that happens, and they're like, oh, I want to put, you know, that kind of stuff. But I want to try to get it out there more, that of the haunted locations, especially the ones that are trying to raise money to keep these buildings safe, and how they looked originally. That is a big, big thing for me, especially some of these old buildings. The architecture of way back is amazing, and if we can keep these buildings going strong, then we can, it makes me feel better, especially if I can get this out there to people. So that is some part of the geek searches that I have going, and we are not only is it going to be based off of haunted locations, but haunted things such as dolls or cabinets, or even I don't know, a stick or something, a cane that's haunted. That's going to be part of the geek searches that I'm doing. And people, because there are people that are haunted. There are people that have attachments and things that they can't get rid of, or they are pretty much on the verge of possible possession, things like that. That's going to be talked about. I'm going to hopefully try to get my padre friend on and talk about exorcisms and things like that, and see if he'll be willing to talk to me. I know there's some things he can't talk about, especially when it comes to the people, but I know he could talk about exorcism itself. So hopefully I can get him on and talk a little bit about it. That way a lot of people that are out there that do have questions pertaining to what's going on with possession, demon possessions and demons, and because I know a lot of people have been talking about how there's been a lot of demonic things happening and a lot of hauntings and possessions going on since like 2020. It's like upped, and so we are going to look into that and see why, see if there is even a reason why, or see if maybe Padre knows a little bit about what's happening and what's going on. Other projects that I have planned are, like I said, the true crime. the geek searches. There's going to be the investigations that aren't necessarily going to be on Sunday. So you guys are going to have to follow and watch and pay attention to when I'm going to have those up, because the one coming up in June is going to be on a Saturday. So we are going to have we're going to have the investigation on Saturday, and then I'm going to have to rush back over here on Sunday to do a podcast. Maybe we'll see. I might can do it from there, but we'll see what happens. However, that is going to have the investigation on the 24th. And then from there, the next investigation is in August in New York. And the next investigation after that is in September, I believe. Or was it October? I can't remember. I gotta look at it again. But like I said, there's going to be flyers and I'm going to have a schedule out. And in November, there's one right after Thanksgiving, and then there's one in December. So we have quite a few conventions and investigations coming up. Hopefully you guys will tune in and help us out, especially this deaf chick, because if y'all hear something, I want to make sure I can hear it too. So I'm going to have to up that volume. We have the guest that I'm going to have. I keep saying we. The guest that I'm going to have is going to be, one of them is Daniel Klass, of course, the owner of the Hinsdale House. Hopefully soon, Padre Casey, Scruggs, Leanna Renee Iver. She's going to be on. She is a paranormal author, and she gives paranormal tours in New York. She'll be on, and then there's quite a few ufologists that I want to speak to, and a couple of cryptologists that I want to speak to. So I'm reaching out to them. There is another person that I reached out to that does investigations like almost daily at an abbey in Colorado. So I'm really hoping that he'll answer soon and let me know that if whether or not he'll be on. There is going to be Patreon. On the Patreon, I will be uploading those this week. I'm going to upload past investigations, and with those past investigations are going to be the videos, full-length videos of the places that we've been. So you guys can, if you guys become a Patreon subscriber, I appreciate you so much. But if you become a Patreon subscriber, you'll be able to get access to these at a certain tier. Once you get access to these, you are more than willing to watch it and comment and let me know what you find. I know there's a lot of people out there that can't get out and go investigate like they'd like to. So this is going to give them an opportunity to be able to investigate through internet and look at the video footage like we would have to look through them and find out everything. Most of the investigations that I already have up, I don't have online because I haven't finished making the thing for it. And I had thought about this to see, because I always think there's great possibility of finding something when there's more eyes on it, and more eyes and more ears. And that way we can all, collab and come together and figure out if this is actually what's being said and what's going on. If that's the case and we do find it, you guys get the credit for finding it. So you guys will go on the actual show that I will be doing that will show the evidence that we have. So if you guys become a Patreon member, that's what's going to happen. You guys will get, of course it's up to you whether or not you want to be called out on it. If you do want to be called out, then yes, you will be recognized and you will get the credit for finding it. Oh gosh, what else? There's so much more. I would like eventually to have this become something amazing because I have a feeling. I mean, in my head, it looks like something that's going to be great, that's going to come out and get the attention of the people that want to be a part of something like this, that can't actually do it in real time, that would like to talk to the people that I'm going to be speaking to and that wants to be involved. I thought it would just be an awesome way to interact with the awesome people that want to watch and the awesome people that want to subscribe and my community. I think it'd be great for my community. What's up, Axel Grease? How are you? Thank you for coming in and watching. Right now, I'm just introducing myself and my second season of the podcast, letting people know what I have planned and coming up. I've never done this particular thing live like this, so it's going to be nerve-wracking for me, but at the same time, I think it's going to be lit. You brought the flame. Yes. So I'm hoping that it does come up to be something that people want to interact on and want to be a part of, and that this community comes out and represents and asks the questions they want to ask, whether it's during one of my true crime sections or one of my geek searches or when I have guests on. I will hopefully have my schedule up by the end of the night tonight. I'm going to be pretty busy bee. I do have the Amok podcast that's out already. We do it every Tuesday at 7 p.m. Which reminds me, I need to get that and make sure I'm giving you guys the correct link. I'll put a link in the chat. Thank you. Oh my gosh, awesome sauce. I haven't heard that one in a while. It was also like cool beans. I heard somebody say cool beans the other day and it was like, what? I haven't heard that in forever. There's probably going to be some where my accent is really going to come out and I do apologize for that. There's some things in southern Oklahoma and some things in Alabama that I'm seeing. Excuse me a minute. Where I hear somebody with a southern accent and it just starts coming. I mean, I can even think it and it just starts coming out. Millennials don't say that anymore. No, they don't. Well, I'm far from a millennial. I'm old. I'm getting old. But you know, they say lit and they say sus. And I was listening to my son the other day and he was telling me a little bit. He was saying something. I'm like, what the hell does that even mean, kid? So it's funny to hear their new verbiage. But you look at the verbiage over the years and it's so funny. Okay, so Amok podcast, is that it? No. Amok podcast. Is it all one word? It's all one word. Yay. Look at me, I know stuff. It's not all one word. I'm sorry, it's got a dash in it. But when you do a search and kick in all one word, it actually finds it. So there it is. That's the Amok podcast. It comes out at 7 p.m. Central Time every Tuesday. This one will be every Sunday at 3. Sometimes may vary. So please, please follow or subscribe and watch out for the schedule because I will probably end up changing that if life happens and I can't get here or I'm not here during that time. I will be posting an update on the pages. So on Kick, on the website. If you want to just keep a watch out on the website will show times for everywhere that I'm going to be broadcasting this at. So, and also, please, 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 please bear with me. I'm one person and I do it all by myself on my channel, on my podcast. I do the research. I write it up. I do have someone that does edit. So I'm sorry, I don't do it all. I have somebody that does edit. And I, true crime that I'm working on right now, my dad, it's near and dear to my heart because it involves somebody that I knew when I was younger, and that my dad, my mom knew. And we were delving into it, and he was like, "You can't delve into this anymore. You're just gonna have to leave it like it is and go with what you have, because you delve into this anymore, you're gonna get killed." And it really hit, not at that point in time, but it hit a little bit later whenever I was really looking into the research and looking into the stuff that I found, and I'm like, damn, I want to do this to help people and to find out more information, but at the same time, I got a family I gotta think about. And while I'm at the point that I am now, I want to post facts. I still want to post facts, and I still want to help people. And if it has to do with crooked, freaking, everybody knows the crooked people, then we can do what we can. But we all got to make sure we watch each other's back, especially if you're out there doing the true crime research and stuff yourself. Make sure you're watching your back, and you got people that will be willing to watch your back for you too. But off the true crime thing and onto the geek search, that is going to be something that I think is going to be interesting too. And if anybody knows of any haunted locations in the middle United States, please let me know. That's not out there being advertised and everything. Let me know, and I'll do a geek search on it, and we'll run for it. I can let y'all know of some things that are not some things. Some of the stuff that we found at some locations. I gotta pull it up real quick. Give me just a moment. You lost me? Am I not there? What happened? Am I not live?
Exploring the Paranormal Perspective will be right back.
Hey guys, it's Johnny Hauser here. I'm in the attic of the Ballista Axe Murder House. Stuff's getting weird. Skulls creeping me out. I just wanted to take a second to tell you my buddy, my BFF, my bestie, Shauna's got a new podcast out. It's called Exploring the Paranormal Perspective. She's going to be talking about monsters, mysteries, aliens, ghosts, true crime, paranormal, everything that's interesting. You know, you need to listen to it. Para X Radio Network, 8 p.m. Central Time, Wednesdays. Tune in.
Hey, I told you we're going to be right back. Wasn't that long, right? Right?
So what we're going to do is I'm going to try to share with you guys some of the evidence that we found. Burkle, what's happening? Look at that twerk. How are you? I am doing amazing. Thank you for asking. I am actually just trying to get information out on the podcast. It's going to be happening every Sunday at 3. And I am going to have guests and talk about true crime and paranormal places. And, oh, Gurgle, look at that mess. You can catch the audio version on ParaXRadioNetwork.com on Wednesday nights, 8 p.m. Central. I'm going to be doing that. And we are, thank you so much for the gifted sub. I so appreciate it. Central time. Sorry, Central. It's going to be 3 Central. And I am, next week is going to be an update true crime on one of the true crimes that I did last season, which was on Anthony Robinson. So that one is going to be next week. So I got a lot to prepare. The section that I'm in right now, this big section, is where you're going to see all the stuff that I find and that I put together, and any kind of videos or anything on the little sections where you'll see me, where the logo and all that is. And of course, it's going to be open for people to ask questions, to debate on things. So I'm excited. I'm hoping that a lot of people start getting involved. because I love to interact with the chat, and I love to interact with people. I am a people person. I'm a very social butterfly, but I just hope that this is something that people start coming to, because I'm going to have guests that own haunted locations and that have written books and everything. So I'm hoping that a lot of people will start coming. I'm going to post a schedule up. The schedule is going to have who I'm going to have that weekend. And so people can be prepared. And I am very, very, very excited over it. Very excited over it. And I'm hoping it becomes something that I can do constantly. I would do it every day. However, I do gaming. I do another podcast on Tuesdays, and this one I put a lot of work into. I research, I prepare, I do graphics. So I research and try to make it entertaining for people that want to look at it and be involved. But I also want the facts. And whenever you research something, everybody knows who's researched anything. Whenever you start researching something, you start going down rabbit holes. I've always wanted to investigate, just not sure where to start. Investigating is something you're just going to have to just go for it. It's funny because whenever I started back in 2012, I was just like you. I didn't know what to do or where to start. And a friend of mine was just like, just do it. Just get it started. You've got friends that want to do it with you. So I started the team, Geeks Paranormal, back in 2012. Didn't know shit about what I was going to do to get anything started. Didn't know what kind of equipment to have. All I knew was I needed a camera, a video camera, and a digi, a digital voice recorder. And to this day, those are my main go-tos, a voice recorder and a video camera. And a camera. All have night vision, of course, so you can see in the dark or you're going to fall into something. But always, 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 always ask permission before you go to any location. I don't care if it's public, a private, whatever. Ask permission before going. That is my biggest thing, and it's my biggest pet peeve when it comes to people that just go and do without the regards of anybody else or private property, because it makes us to actually do this to try to find and research the paranormal and show people that it is real. It makes us look bad. It does. It just makes us look bad. So we always try to stress, if you're going to have a team, make sure everybody on your team has some kind of insurance, property insurance, so, or any kind of insurance. There are insurance companies out there that will cater to paranormal groups. So if somebody goes to a site and they fall down and put a hole in the wall or something, it's covered by that insurance, and they'll take care of it for that location. There is also whenever you're going into a town, say like example, we're going to the Muck Crew, the Paranormal Muck Crew is going to Missouri, Red County in June. The gentleman that is helping us out has already talked to the museum people about it, because we're going to go investigate the Red County Museum, and we are. They've already talked to the people. We've already talked to the hotel and everything. So everybody knows that we're coming, but not just a muck. I'm bringing my team with me, which consists of me and two other ladies. But one of the ladies is still suffering with cancer, so she's not able to go. The other lady is Deborah Thorson. She's going to be coming with me. So we are going to be doing live feeds that night. So I will be having a live feed on Kick and Twitch, and that's just the two places. Oh, and Facebook. I'm not going to do Facebook. I'm just going to do Twitch and Kick until just me. I can't do all these places. So I'm just, oh, and Rumble will get a lot of it too. So Fluffy Bubble 420, shame. LOL. I don't know you. I'm JK. Nice to meet you. I like 420. Fluffy Bubble Floor, Fluffy, you made it. How you doing, honey? Are you feeling any better? Yeah, thank you, Burkle. Thank you so much. She's been fighting it for 8 years. It's been a long road. So I really hope she can overcome it, because there's nobody's nicer. I mean, she is just an actual sweetheart, and I hate that she's going through this. It's so sad. Hang on, I'm trying to get to another thing so I can actually see what y'all are saying, because what I was on was the dashboard, and I can't, because why does it always go to volume, max volume? Can it just be automatic mute? Okay, let me rewind play. Thank you for the follow. Oh, thank you for the follow. I'm so far behind. I'm so glad you guys have come in and are talking. That's awesome and amazing. So Burkle had said, sorry, I'm sorry to hear that. Prayers, thank you so much. You are late, Fluffy. You are late. You're like 45 minutes late. No, I'm just kidding. Actually, I was 6 minutes late. So as long as you're here, though, I don't care. Thank you for being here. let's see. I'm well. Just finished cleaning the house. Axel Grace, you came all the way to kick. Thank you. I appreciate you. Was I hard to find? Because I didn't even put that in there. So we are, I done lost my train of thought. I was so excited. I had another follower. we're going to be doing live. Oh no, you did the dubstep tunes. I don't think I have the sound alerts on this one. I am sorry. I'm going to have to fix that, because I don't think I have the sound alerts on this one. It's supposed to be. I don't have the sound alerts. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. I got to fix that. I'll have to fix that and get it back out there. Ah, but that is sad. Yeah, I will fix that and get that updated. Well, thank you for doing that. That gives me sights on what I need to fix for the next show. Well, hell, where? Oh, there's my pen. I was like, well, hell, where's my pen? All right, fix sound alerts. This one is just pretty much what do I need to fix and what am I gonna do? You a show. I know. I'm a show. I'm always a show. See? I don't have the stuff on that either. But thank you for cheering the video. I appreciate you. I'm going to have that fixed too. Fix sounds for flames and subs. I know the subs work because I was testing out the subs earlier, but I was running behind and I had to hurry up and quit. Oh my god, I love that dancing alien. That is so cute. That is awesome. It was easy to find me. Good deal. Because somebody was having... Oh, it was Fluffy. Fluffy was having a hard time finding me whenever I first got on here. And I first started streaming. Because you had to put in... I think they fixed it, though, since then. I don't know, Mama B, you can correct me if I'm wrong. But they had to... put it in my Geeks Paranormal, Geeks all capital letters, the P all capital, and then Aeronormal all lowercase before they could find me. I think they did fix it, because when I put a Muck Paranormal in, I just put it in as one word and it found it. So I think they did. Where was I at? What was I doing? What was I saying? Yeah, they fixed that for a lot of stuff. Now what they need to work on is the sound alert stuff, because, you know... The only time people can do anything is over here. And I don't even think I have the channel point things all working over here. I mean, I might. I'm really excited for the investigation. And I know, I was talking about the what to do when you go out investigating, Burkle. To me, your main things that you're going to have, like, I love the spirit box. I love the spirit box. That's my go-to. I would love to have a portal that actually gets rid of a lot of the white noise. So all you hear is the words coming out. And hopefully I'm going to have one soon. And thank you for the bitty. It is an 18 plus. So if they don't like that kind of thing, then oh well. Nope, that doesn't work. Well, shit. The sound alerts don't work. The channel point should work though. Yep, it's working now. My bot wasn't up. I'm sorry. I've got too much things I gotta have running. But yeah, going back to so that should work. I don't think the sound works yet because I have to switch over and grab my links from the Geeks Paranormal overlay and do that. So that is something to fix for next week. But Squirrel, back to you. The camera, the night vision camera, the camera, and the digital voice recorder are big, big yeses to have with you. You can buy a night vision camera cheap on Amazon. I mean, I have quite a few, and I'll probably go over those. I can show you guys some stuff. I'll make it another show where I'm going over the equipment, what I have, and what's good. But the guy that we were talking to last week on the Amok Paranormal podcast, he actually makes some paranormal equipment. So I'm going to be buying some stuff off of him. One of those being the portal box that he's got because it doesn't have the white noise. Oh, yeah. Yeah. The only thing that I do not like, well, not the only thing, there's quite a few. The ovulus. Now, granted, I haven't had the ovulus, the most recent ovuluses. I had the ovulus 3. But to me, the way I look at it, how is a flipping ghost, especially one from the past, going to know to pick a certain word that it has in the dictionary of the ovulus? I just don't see. I've got a whole thing on YouTube on it. Fact or Fake is what it's called. And it talks about the ovulus and my thoughts on the ovulus. And I will probably link it here eventually. Toon's got his mic and cam for $200 off Amazon. This is a Blue Yeti mic. And I found it on sale after it was on Cyber Monday. I found it on sale for $70. And I've always wanted a Blue Yeti mic. Always wanted a Blue Yeti mic because they sound so great. yes, perfect. That would be nice. I love giving products based off what others say. I used to be an impulse buyer. Now I research or two. Oh, right. Exactly. You got to find those. I mean, sometimes even those that have like 3,000 positive things, still got to look at the positive things and see if it's not a bot or something. But yeah, I'll go over some of the stuff that I have. I have the newest spirit box. Well, not the newest. I think the newest spirit box is an 11. I have a 10. And that's my biggest thing on anything. Always, always, always research, because you may find two websites that talk about one thing on a subject, but you find 20 something others that actually have facts of what's happening, what's going on. I'm sorry. Flip that. You may find 20 websites that have the same thing, but the actual site that's going to have the facts is probably two or three websites. So always, always do your research. Always do your research. And sorry, I need liquid in my throat. Oh, that sounded so bad. Anywho, the digis, I always, like, I have a cassette tape digi, like one of the old ones you'd use in college courses, those that are in my age group, and I have the digital digis, and sometimes I will have a cassette digi out, sitting out, and I have a timer or an alarm letting me know to go change out the tape. But it's really expensive anymore to have that because the tapes are expensive. Who knew things like that would be expensive? But yeah, those are expensive. And then the Digi, I have SD cards. Nah, I'm going to believe everything you say with no research or double checking. No, you won't, Toons. No, you won't. But, and the camera. The camera is a big thing, too. Whenever you use a photo camera, I love having film camera because it's really hard to see any kind of glitch or anything unless it's the film running together or a double exposure. Digital camera. With a film camera, I don't... Doing two or three pictures at a time can be very, very expensive. But definitely on a digital camera, take three... If you think you saw something, click, click, click. Three pictures of that area alone. Not moving around, not doing anything. That area alone. And you're likely gonna see something pop up. I've seen people catch partial apparitions by taking two or three pictures of that. I always say three pictures. I end up taking like five, six, because I click, 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 click. But to me, that is, if you got something in one frame and it's gone in the next and you can see like an elbow or a head or something there, not pixelate. Well, a lot of people think something is something because of pixelation, and that's just pretty much, I always throw those out. Oh, nice. I'm used to taking mini pictures. I'm a photographer, so I'm click, 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 click. Ah, so you would be perfect for this. Yes, of that specific spot. I mean, I know I've gone to places, one of them being an old hospital that I'm not allowed to talk about, but I can call it an old hospital. I've gone into a room and either felt like something was in there or heard something, and I'll just go in there and click, 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 click. And then I'll go out, click, 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 click. And I'll go back to the left, click, click, click. I'm constantly taking pictures. So there's tons of pictures that's going to be on the Patreon page. Especially if it's me taking the picture. Usually I'll have the video camera and the GoPro. But here lately, I've forgotten how to use the GoPro. So I'm going to have to get back in and looking at it and see what I need to do to fix it, because there's no sound. And the last time I did it, it was upside down. But that's easy to fix. You can just flip it. But the night vision camera I have constantly running. So I will have that running, and I'll have my Digi on with a mic attached to my shirt, and I'm constantly just making sure I'm rolling video, because if something happens on the Digi that I didn't hear on the video, then oh my gosh, it's possible I got something. So it's always good to have backup. And if you're sitting in a room, another thing, if you're sitting in a room, and I know I'm going over time, but I didn't start until 3:06, so I'm gonna keep going for about five more minutes. But another thing, if you're in a room and you set up a camera, make sure you have cameras set up for all angles, because if you don't, and say something's at your back pulling on your hair and all we see is the front and we see your hair pull, I'm gonna throw that out if I can't see behind you. If I can see behind you and see that hair pull, then it's possible you got something. But if you are just have a camera focused on you and nothing behind you, focusing on you, or at all angles, I'm going to throw it out and say, I don't know what that is. I can't explain that. But if you have it at all angles and you see a hair pull and from all those different angles and there's nothing there at all to be able to possibly pull that hair, it's possible you have a spirit in that room. So constantly make sure you have all your angles covered. I know it's a lot of video footage and it's a lot of but if you want to make sure you get something that not a scientific professor can prove or anybody else can prove what's going on, then you are pretty much covered. But in closing, I will be here every Sunday at 3, whether it's to chit chat with you guys about paranormal investigations, geek searches, or I have a guest on here. It'll be every Sunday at 3 p.m. Central Time. The beginning will not be so boring next week. There will be music. There will be an intro. There will be an exit. And on the credits at the end of the show, I will have my followers, my subscribers, the Patreon members that come and are on Patreon from all of the places that I'm at, whether it's on Twitter, Facebook, Twitch, Kick, Rumble, Patreon. I am going to make sure you guys get the credit you deserve for watching me, putting up with my southernisms and my voice and my opinions and the facts that I tried to put out to you guys. And it's just appreciation for everybody that comes in here and wants to be involved and wants to chit chat with the guests, wants to ask me questions, wants to find out more information on the true crimes that are coming on or the geek searches that I'm going to be doing. Any kind of events that is going to be happening, that's going to be on the schedule as well. And it's going to be on the Twitch and the Kick page as well as my my website, which is exploringtheparanormalperspective.com. Yes, I know it's long. It's not as long as the last one, but it's long. ExploringTheParanormalPerspective.com. Excuse me. So if I want to thank you guys so much for hopping on and talking to me and chit-chatting with me. Thank you so much for supporting me and supporting this, because this is going to be awesome. I want this to be something interactive for the chat, for the people that come in. So I appreciate you guys so much. You have no idea. And until next time, next Sunday, 3 p.m. Central Time.
Or if you can't catch me live on Sunday, you can come back to ParaXRadioNetwork.com and catch me at 8 p.m. Central to listen to the show.
I will see you guys later. Bye.
That's from the world.
Dead Zone WDZR-TV.
Where metal and the paranormal collide.
Your source for everything paranormal. Para X.
We all go through life secure in the knowledge of who we are. But what would you do if one day you found out that you grew up in a family that wasn't quite as normal as you were led to believe? You see, the world around us is very complex. It's made up of many layers. And when you start to peel back those layers, either by choice or by accident, you just might discover a hidden truth. The magical world and the mortal worlds are intermingled, with no physical boundary between them. It's all a matter of perception. In Shelley Gordon's case, it's also a matter of destiny. And what she uncovers about herself after a chance encounter with Timothy Titchmarsh, a mysterious little old man with a twinkle in his eye, changed her life completely. He told her of shocking, carefully guarded family secrets that had been unspoken for many generations. But the biggest shock of all was learning that she was not only a witch, but the great-granddaughter of an elite sorceress who tragically died before she could carry out a vital and perilous task that Shelley was now fated to complete. The thought of having to learn the craft, integrate herself into the magical world, and risk her life to finish the task is enough to give anyone a bad case of the collywobbles. Marla Brooks' new fiction book, A Bad Case of the Collywobbles, is now available at Amazon.com in both paperback and Kindle formats. Visit her website at marlabrooks.com to find out more.
I'm sure you're wondering why you received this tape from a random stranger.
What was that?
What?
I heard something.
Like what?
Like a gunshot.
But is it really random? Am I really a stranger? Or are we connected in some way? To a web of lies and deceit? Possibly murder?
I'm sorry about our argument the other day. I'd like to make it up to you. In your office. I've been such a bad girl. I need you to correct me.
Okay. I'll unlock the door.
Hello, Ben! How are you?
You see, I hear things, see things. I know everything. To protect myself, I need these stories to be told.
Blood Noir is a crime and horror anthology show. Stories about people caught in desperate times and only have one way out.
Hi, this is Marla Brooks from Stirring the Cauldron. Thursdays are a great night on the Para-X Radio Network. We start off the evening with Journey into the Light, Chapter 3, with your hosts, Psychic Little T and Tabby Cat Gash at 7 p.m. Eastern. Then, on the first and third Thursdays of the month at 8 p.m., it's Tango and Friends, hosted by Bruce Tango. And on the alternate Thursdays at 8 p.m., tune in to Stirring the Cauldron, the archive podcast. Every week at 9 p.m. Eastern, join me on Stirring the Cauldron Live. And then at 10 p.m., stick around for New Aeon Now with Lily Alley, Davron Michaels, and Christine Matza. Finally, to round out the night, join Dr. Kelly Renee Schutz on the Paranormal Encounters podcast. All this, every Thursday, right here on Para-X.
This is Aaron Gillow from Ghost Adventures, and you're listening to Para-X Radio.